You're listening to SBS News.
After 8 months of review, the highly anticipated Set the Standard report into parliamentary culture has been released to the public. The report, tabled by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins, was established in light of concerns raised by former political staffer Brittany Higgins that Parliament House was a toxic and unsafe workplace for women. Ms. Higgins went public in February about her alleged 2019 rape in a minister's office by a colleague. Ms. Jenkins' report reveals one-third of people working in Canberra's parliamentary precinct and electoral offices report being sexually harassed on the job.
Over half, that is 51% of all people currently in Commonwealth parliamentary workplaces, have experienced at least one incident of bullying, sexual harassment, or actual or attempted sexual assault. Across all parliamentary workplaces, 40% of women have been sexually harassed compared to 26% of men. Women we spoke to told us they felt lucky when they had not directly experienced sexual harassment or sexual assault.
The 456-page report includes 28 recommendations, including the need for all parties to push for gender parity in order to change the workplace culture. It also highlights the importance of creating a new code of conduct for MPs and their staff to be enforced by an independent parliamentary standards commission. Prime Minister Scott Morrison asked Ms. Jenkins to investigate the culture in the days following Ms. Higgins' announcement.
Like anyone who works in this building, I find the statistics that are presented there, of course, appalling and disturbing. I wish I found them more surprising.
Mr. Morrison has vowed to take immediate action on the recommendations.
Stresses in workplaces such as this are real. But this is no excuse whatsoever to normalise inappropriate, unhealthy and unprofessional behaviour.
The report contained a number of anonymous accounts of workers' experience with sexual assault and bullying, including one who said males in Parliament House saw younger women who came in to be fresh meat and challengers. Another describes an incident where an MP grabbed her on the pretense of leaning in to tell her something and stuck his tongue down her throat. Dr. Sonia Palmieri, a gender and policy expert who contributed to the review, told SBS News the pervasiveness of these systemic issues in Parliament was shocking.
Parliament, and particularly the Australian Parliament, has been very reluctant to consider the gendered nature of the workplace and to think about the ways in which gender inequality drives that toxic workplace culture. And I think if the Australian Parliament kind of took seriously that gender inequality, it would have instituted these kinds of measures long before these allegations were made.
Current and former politicians and staffers were among the 1,723 people, mostly women, who contributed to the review that involved nearly 500 interviews and 935 survey responses. The report also found that young women and those who identified as LGBTIQ+ were more likely to experience sexual harassment. Dr. Palmieri says for the culture to truly change, there is an urgent need for gender and culture diversity targets to be met, and not just in leadership roles.
They're also around participation, the way in which men, women, people with a disability, people, young people, people in the LGBTQI community all participate and create a new culture in that workplace. So until those things, those targets are met for diversity, and we won't see them met until there is systematic reporting and monitoring of those targets, then we won't, I don't think, see the whole-scale shift that we want to see in the Parliament.
Only hours after the report was made public, Greens Senator Hanson Young called out a Coalition Senator in Parliament for allegedly growling and making dog noises towards independent Jackie Lambie as she asked a question.
I don't think it's appropriate, given what has been handed down today, to have growling and dog noises coming from this side of the chamber while a female member in this place is on her feet. It happened. I don't know who is responsible for it, but it is inappropriate. And if we are going to change culture from the top, that means all of us.
Senator Penny Wong sought to have the remarks withdrawn, but no senator claimed responsibility for the noises. The Set the Standard report also recommends a review of the way Parliament operates to try and eliminate sexist language and behaviour, and to improve safety and respect in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. Brooke Young, SBS News.